Now then, as we've been discussing already on the programme today, the UK finds itself at a pretty crucial moment in its special relationship with the US, as the world waits to see just what Donald Trump will announce on tariffs at the White House this evening. So who better to speak to get a sense of... in fact, when he came in, on as he arrived in the studio, he said, we are in a mess. David Owen was the Foreign Secretary in James Callaghan's Labour government, one of the youngest to have held the role. He was just 38 when he took it on, and joins me now. Hello, David.
Hello.
When you say we are in a mess, give us a sense of the scale of the mess that the world is in right now.
Well, I think the Americans have conducted themselves under Trump in a way that people have lost confidence in them. And there's been considerable incompetence as well as lack of confidence. And none of us really know what is going to happen next. Does America still stand by its membership of NATO and its contribution to a rule-based order? We worked very well with the previous administration. We had successes in Ukraine, which was well on the way to defeating the Russian invasion. And suddenly we find that we don't know what America wants. We don't know where they're positioning themselves. And it's becoming rather chaotic.
Put yourself in the shoes of David Lammy. But if you were the Foreign Secretary now, how do you go about navigating an administration which is so unorthodox in the way it operates?
I think you have to try to get to as close as you can to them in Washington and put good people there. I think we've done that. And I think we've got as powerful and as strong a team in Washington as we could normally assemble. And I think they are giving the government what is happening, but they're only recording a chaotic situation. What does MAGA mean, make America great again? It's paranoid. America has been a very substantial figure and influence in a rule-based order, the leader in a rule-based order of democracies all around the world. That has been challenged by Trump in many, many respects, and we don't know where he is. I mean, does he believe still in membership of NATO? Is America the most powerful country in NATO? Do they justify having the two main command positions of SACEUR and SACLANT? Or are they really basically wanting to pull out of involvement in NATO? NATO is a very effective military alliance. To destroy it would be an act of vandalism.
Do other countries, maybe even including the UK, but other European countries too, bear some of the responsibility for not paying their way, not spending what they should have done on defence, giving Donald Trump, whether there was a grievance there before or not, giving him the fair criticism that America was shouldering a burden greater than anyone else?
Yes, absolutely no doubt. Europe lived off America's contribution, and despite endless US presidents, Democratic or Republican, urging Europe to pay more, and Britain also one of those countries, we didn't do it. And we kept on thinking that we could rely on America paying parts of the important parts of the bill and having troops over here in Europe and having a nuclear shield.
So is there an element of people in the UK and Europe throwing their hands up in the air and saying, tell what Donald Trump's doing? Well, it's a reaction to what we didn't do.
Yes, in part. Don't make it as easy as that for him. It was a very great strength that America was the world leader. They gained from having the support of all the European countries, and they gained economically and in trade and in other things. But, of course, Trump doesn't think that. He believes that they were all the time paying everything. They gained from this sort of overall order in the world, leadership of NATO, and very considerable political power for many decades. That now is over. We don't know exactly what will happen. We do need to know very soon, is America still a committed NATO defence element, the most crucial element? Because if not, we have to move to replace it. And in my view, prevention is always best. We better start preventing now and stepping up to the plate. The government has announced defence increases. All of Europe is doing the same. We have to now provide the leadership in Britain, which I think we are doing with France, particularly as the two nuclear powers. We need to work very closely with Poland. Poland is a serious fighting force, increasing its force, and in a place where we need them, and work very closely with the new German administration, who wants to increase defence and to be a partner with Poland and all of us in NATO.
How problematic do you think it's been? David Lammy, the foreign secretary now, has had a fair amount of criticism for what he'd said about Donald Trump before. He now says when he met him before, is it before Christmas now? They got on very well, so well, in fact, Donald Trump offered him a second portion of chicken. That's how well they got on. How do you think he's managing that relationship?
I think that basically the situation is so bad that inevitably the Prime Minister is leading on foreign and defence, and that's right. And I was glad to see him visiting the armed forces and our nuclear deterrent and going out and seeing the troops on the ground. I think he works well with the Foreign Secretary. I see no sign of them not having a good, strong relationship, and that's how it should be.
Has that always been the case? It's mainly the case that Prime Ministers manage that relationship with the White House. In other countries, the Foreign Secretary will be the sort of doing a lot of the heavy lifting, but that vertical and special relationship is so important.
I think it's always been the case. I went with Callaghan. I flew out with him. We used to travel together quite a lot. And I think it's a very good idea for the Prime Minister and the Foreign Secretary when they can to travel together, because you have time and you can talk and get a feel of what the Prime Minister wants, and he get what the Foreign Secretary wants. And I think there's no sign that there's not a good relationship. And I think that Starmer's becoming more informed on international affairs because of events. It drags him into it. I think he's well aware of all the problems, and I've got no fundamental criticism of what the government is doing except speed. They're going to have to move faster and with a larger increase in defence. And we're talking a matter of months.
And when you remember that time and you flying out to the US, did you have, I mean, clearly Jimmy Carter was the president, very different character to Donald Trump. But how do you manage that relationship? Were there points of difference that you had to deal with?
Well, nobody knew very much about Jimmy Carter. And the most important thing I had to do was to get inside Jimmy Carter's mind. And I appointed Peter Jay to be a political ambassador.
Yeah.
And he did very well. For about 4 or 5 weeks into his job, he was playing tennis with Zbigniew Brzezinski, who is Carter's main foreign policy advisor and who very few people knew. We need this human relationships as well. And I think that side is okay. The real question that is facing all of them is how do you handle Putin? And I think that there has been a failure to grasp how tough, ambitious, and ruthless he is.
Putin. And therefore, Donald Trump's relationship with him clearly plays into that.
I think that was a very damaging period in which Trump thought he could deal with everything on himself and have all these splendid relationships. And he's now flagging up that Putin's letting him down. I think that Donald Trump's role is greatly inhibited by his own lack of discipline and in his thinking and in his behaviour and in his attitude. And a president of the United States needs to utilise this extraordinarily skilled foreign diplomats, intelligence agencies and military thinking. And you don't get the feeling at the moment, at least I don't,
sort of absorbing that, all that, yeah.
They're not in chaos, but there is not a trust, a basic trust, a fundamental unity in the US administration.
We were talking on the programme yesterday because the Finnish president had been to the US and I think spent 7 hours playing golf with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Clearly knowing that that's the thing he does. Should Keir Starmer learn to play golf?
I don't think he needs to do that. What he needs to do is to speak with understanding and knowledge of his key European partners. I think he's established a good relationship with Macron. That is very important, since we're the two nuclear powers in Europe. I hope he does the same with Germany soon, and I'm sure he will. He's got a new German political leader. But I think that in Europe, we're going to have to rethink quite a lot of things, all of us, and including me. I'm a Brexiteer, I believe that you have to now build closer relationships in Europe. And, you know, if the facts change, you've got to be prepared to change with them.
It's interesting you say that, because clearly there's some have argued that as a result of Brexit, Britain is outside the EU, so could potentially carve out a different trading relationship.
Well, the Swiss made a very interesting new negotiation. Took 4 years. The Swiss economy and ours are quite close. We could take, you know, that deal that the Swiss negotiated very quickly into British life.
Interesting that on economics, being outside the EU could be an advantage when it comes to the trading relationship. But then you're saying, from a security perspective, actually, we need to be more European.
I think we can no longer rely on the United States. We hope that we will be able to, but we must no longer rely on it. We therefore need to build up Europe. It's not in my view going back into the EU or anything like that, but it's in the practical instances. We're all going to increase defence. Are we going to do that coherently? The President of the Commission, she's been very good on this issue, and she's wanting to rationalise procurement policies. We've been giving to Ukraine weaponry that we have run down our own supplies. We've got to move quickly on improving the cohesion of Europe in manufacturing weapons for a possible military engagement in Europe, something which we wouldn't have thought possible even 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
It's interesting because at various times, premierships have been defined by big military moments, whether it's the Falklands, Margaret Thatcher, Kosovo, and then Iraq and Afghanistan under Tony Blair, Syria and Lebanon later with David Cameron. And yet it never plays part really of our general elections. Nobody last year during the general election campaign was talking about dramatically increasing our defence spending, despite the fact that there were still tanks rolling into Ukraine, Russian tanks.
Yes, I think we were complacent. The Ukraine was going quite well. That was one right factor. Ukraine now has been destabilised by Trump's mucking around, and to very little effect. He's showing some signs of impatience and realising that Putin's not moved one inch and that he's going to be humiliated. We may see a quite dramatic change in Trump's attitude. It would not surprise me. But it's one thing to start doing it when you leave behind such chaos and carnage. I mean, it's just amazing how many bad decisions have been taken over the last 2 years. And I think that we must come back to the facts of NATO. NATO is a military organisation. It's coherent. We must, if America doesn't want to be a member of it, well, we better know now. It's no use pretending that they're members, but they're not prepared to come in and fight.
I mean, given the question of NATO was raised during the first Trump presidency, I mean, he's been elected again for a second time, in part on the basis of telling Americans, we're going to stop sending your money to all these other parts of the world. He wants to end wars, and it's America first. So can you understand at least the appeal to Americans of that position, even if he then executes it slightly chaotically?
Yes, I can, to certain Americans, and certainly this MAGA, Make America Great Again. He's playing to an audience when he's feeding them untruths. As a matter of fact, you know, a lot of the defence of the world has fallen on shoulders not American, and they need allies, and most of their sensible leaders ever since 1940 have realised they need friends and allies, but we need them too. I don't think there's any way other than showing it by increasing very rapidly our defence effort. And I think we ought to be increasing our forces. We have got reserve forces, and I think we should bring them in and deploy them. And we've got to take a very serious interest in helping the three Baltic states, Lithuania, Estonia and Latvia. We're already there in troops, increasing our levels. There are certain things that you demonstrate your commitment by, and you don't wait. You do that now. You reinforce our military commitment in and around the NATO area, and show the Americans that we are taking on some of the burdens from them and we are pulling our full weight. America has not seen any real new defence spending from Britain. I don't see it either. We've meant to have committed to
an announcement, but obviously these things take, it takes time and all of that.
We took it, of course, from the foreign aid budget, which was popular to do, and I think necessary, because we needed the money immediately. So I think it's going in the right direction, and I think Starmer is doing his utmost to pull all these things together. But there needs to be a more visible sign that Britain is increasing its defence budget, increasing its defence forces, and working in the closest possible harmony with France and Germany and other NATO partners.
It's fascinating. Obviously, we'll see what happens when Donald Trump makes that announcement later on. David Owen, I knew you were coming in. I started sort of thinking is there a parallel between your experience leaving the Labour Party, setting up the SDP, getting neck and neck in the polls, ending up with a handful of MPs, but not the big breakthrough that you would have hoped for? What's your advice to Nigel Farage and Reform UK?
I'm not in the business of advising Nigel Farage. What I am in the business of doing is believing that there is a fault in our democracy. I do believe we need proportional representation. It's most, in practically everywhere except Westminster now, in the UK. And I think we've got to be more representative of the people. You thought that Labour was in touch with public opinion. They're very unpopular, actually. I don't know what's going to happen for the future in terms of this Reform Party, what will come in the next election. I'm a believer, really, in a more committed and democratic British government. I don't think we are democratic when you have a voting system that produces such distortions. But, we're nearly there. And I think that British governments has improved and increased. I think Scottish independence was defeated democratically. I think in Ireland we dealt with this very difficult issue democratically. I think Britain is potentially, the United Kingdom is potentially both united and stronger. It's not yet giving the appearance of this, and we need it, and others need us too. In Europe, you constantly speak, if I go, people say, why can't you do more? And I think now we should show we can do more. Without being in the EU, there are masses of things that we can do to buttress Europe, and above all, in defence.
Well, David, it's really fascinating to speak to you. Thank you so much for coming and joining us. David Owen, then former Foreign Secretary, later, of course, of the SDP, giving us a sort of zoomed-out view of global affairs right now. Like we said when we started, it is a bit of a mess, and we'll have to see how Keir Starmer picks his way through that when Donald Trump makes his big announcement in, what, about 5.5 hours' time. Now that we are trying to find a Five Live listener with a connection to every constituency in the country, we are in Stockton, West today, which has mainly just started a massive argument about